Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
865, we out here. Talk sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, Fox Sports Knoxville, and...
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
John Reed give you what you asked for. We got Cody Ona, MIC, RIP to Reggie White, Fox Sports Knoxville, booming through the satellite. AM, PM on your lunch break. Talk sports through a hurricane or an earthquake. It's the 865 till the death of us. Tune in to Talk Sports like the rest of us. Talk sports. Talk sports, ayy. Talk sports, give you what you ask for. Talk sports, eh. Talk sports. Talk sports, give you what you ask for, eh.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Our Hour 3 headlines today are brought to you by our friends at the McKinney Team with Keller Williams. 865-548-8267. If you are in the market this spring or summer to buy a new home or sell your home, the McKinney Team does it both, and they do them both very, very well. Travis and Emily McKinney have one simple philosophy: the clients come first. Trust me, I know from experience, they helped me buy my home. Could not recommend them more. ZillowKnoxville.com. Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, you know him as the lovable big man. He's on a collision course with headlines. They're about to crash into each other right now.
Thanks, John. The man who won $1.2 million bet. The man who won $1.2 million betting on Tiger Woods the other day.
Uh-huh.
You remember that guy who put up the $85,000 bet, and then he won $1.2 million almost and had a big payday and changed his life, and good for him. Good dude, right? Well, that guy has a lengthy criminal record, including domestic violence convictions.
This story's so weird.
It's just a hit piece on this guy.
Yeah, I know. But it...
USA Today, of course.
It... The whole story seemed weird. He said the first time he ever has placed a sports bet was on Tiger Woods. And he placed an $80,000 bet on Tiger Woods as his first sports bet ever. That whole thing just seems really, really strange to me.
You think it's some kind of weird conspiracy thing or something?
No, I don't know what's weird about it. Maybe this guy all of a sudden just took 80 grand and has never gambled before and put it all on Tiger Woods. Said it was all he could afford to lose.
Doesn't he have like some regular job though?
He's just like a regular dude. Yeah, he's just a regular dude with like two kids and a mortgage and all that stuff, is what he said.
A little bit sketchy, isn't it? No, no, it says he has a lengthy criminal record, though. The baseball team beat Morehead State last night.
Shout out to the baseball team.
Good for them in picking up a W.
Someone has told us for a long time that they were going to be good. I think it was Parker. Good job by you, Parker. You were dead set. You were dead right on the baseball team being good.
I don't appreciate that.
George R. R. Martin says Game of Thrones would have to run another 5 seasons to be faithful to the books.
Aw, shut up, old man. There are no books.
First the Preds, now my baseball team.
It's over. It's over. But you missed your chance. George R. R. Martin, you lose. You lost the Game of Thrones.
Well, he hasn't died yet.
I know, but he lost.
I'm worried about Big George, though, because he's like my size, but he's 65.
That has to be... That has to be depressing, though.
What? That he's never going to finish the books?
That he got blown past the books, and that when he does finish... He still plans on finishing them, though, right?
He plans on it, but, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm legitimately worried about his health. Because George... No, he's not 65. He's 70. He's going to croak at any moment. The guy is... He's obese. I'm worried about him. I mean, if he's 70, even if he was in good health at 70, he's not going to finish the books.
No one, I mean, I know a lot of people still care, but A big group of people are no longer going to care about the books after he after we see the ending play out on TV.
I mean, what does he have to do to? Apparently, he does have a manuscript written out, like that kind of details how the books are supposed to end. Like he's got like a 3,000-page manuscript written out. I think somebody told me that. So he's got like a rough outline of the end of the books.
Either way.
So maybe
someone... Not about you anymore, George R. R. Martin. It's about HBO.
Maybe someone finishes the books after he dies.
You lost.
I mean, is his family... Does he have writers in the family? Or can he get a ghostwriter? Or... Some way or another, these books gotta end. I mean, I think he's probably onto something, though. That they would have to run another 5 seasons to be faithful to the books. I mean, that supports the whole idea of it being rushed.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows that. It's your fault, though, George R. R. Martin. If you would have given them the ending, they maybe could have stretched it out longer. They maybe could have done it the right way. You don't get to say that it's rushed and that they would have taken longer because you didn't give them the content, George.
They just kind of had to piece it together themselves.
And they're like, yeah, hell, we don't know how to get these damn ice dragons here. Let's let them go over the wall and be stupid. Spoiler alert. Hey, we don't know how to get this character from here to there or why this character would do this or that. Just make something up. It's okay if it doesn't make sense. Hey, we don't know how to show that Jon Snow can ride a dragon. Hey, let's just let him and Dany go on a magic carpet ride date. They ruined the show.
I don't think the show is ruined. But...
We're not having the same conversation. It's fine.
Let's just let this play out.
I actually went back and watched the first 3 episodes last night.
Of the whole show?
No, of the next season. They leaked online.
What?
The second and third episode of season 8 have leaked online. You had to go to a weird place to get it, and I probably have a virus, but I did it on my TV, so I figured maybe my TV wouldn't get a virus. Pretty wild.
Are you joking?
No, I'm being serious.
You're not telling me the truth right now.
I'm not going to tell you what happens. Don't worry.
I can tell when you're lying.
Okay. Okay.
Are you lying?
You want to keep pushing me?
Why are you
me?
Doing this? No, I don't.
Okay, then move
but why
on.
Why are you saying this? Why are you...
Well, I was letting you know that... I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I'm just... Move the conversation on, because I don't want to talk about whether or not the episodes are good or bad or great or if anybody dies or anything. So let's just move on. I think it's best that everyone moves on.
Can you link me?
Like I said, I watched it on my TV, so maybe I can show you how to get to where I got. I'll try.
You're being serious, though.
Yes. Just move on before I have to just move on.
This is a problem. This is a problem now. You see, I don't know where to go now. You can meet Jaime Lannister in Knoxville.
Yeah, I think we should go to that.
He's coming to Knoxville.
I think we should go to that, and I think we should dress up.
In Bubba Fest. Well, if we dress up, we got to go as Varys and Samwell.
I know. I understand that. But we should cosplay it.
The convention.
You could be Robert Baratheon.
It's a Bubba Fest.
Yeah.
I could pull off Robert. Better. I'd pull off Robert better than Samwell. Because Samwell's lost weight.
I'm really stuck being Varys. There's no way around
There's
it.
There's really not.
I know.
Maybe Grey Worm if you tanned and...
Lost 100 pounds.
Maybe. Like...
He's another guy with no...
You could pull off a good Varys, though. Like, if
it's
you go
easy.
With the,
you just have to walk around with your...
Yeah.
Hold it in your hands.
Just get you a robe.
It'd be really easy.
Go with a clean shaved and... Yeah. You can pull off... Are you being serious about that?
Let's move on. Jaime Lannister in Knoxville, Bubba Fest.
Bubba Fest.
$100 for VIP tickets. Not the vest VIP tickets, but the silver package VIP tickets. We should go.
It's going to be August
23rd. Jake the Snake Roberts is also going to be there. I don't know if he'll have any snakes with him or not, but it's kind of cool.
Now I'm less likely to go.
Pamela Anderson, she'll be there.
Yeah, okay. Talk about overrated. August 23rd to August 25th. When's the last time Pamela Anderson was relevant?
Probably when she did a Kid Rock.
Probably the Borat movie?
Yeah.
Steven maybe. Seagal, too?
Yeah.
Ugh. What an awful lineup besides Jaime Lannister. Although I'm sure Jaime Lannister will get a lot of people in the doors. Wouldn't it be cool if they could get like Peter Dinklage too? And
I would
Amelia
imagine
Clark?
Peter Dinklage's price is too high.
Yeah.
You don't really see actual famous people do that. Like Jaime Lannister's cool, But I don't know anything about Jamie Lannister, the real person, outside of that he plays Jamie Lannister.
It's pretty cool that Jamie Lannister will be in Knoxville, though. Yeah, I doubt Jamie Lannister has ever been to Knoxville.
I doubt it. I wouldn't see why he would.
You think he'll be in like full armor?
Yeah, he will. I don't know about full armor.
I hope so.
I don't think it'll be in armor, but it'll probably be like in some Game of Thrones type clothes.
Character.
Yeah, but not clothing. I don't think it'll be in armor with his hand, though. Maybe. I don't know. You got any more headlines?
Yeah. The Lakers may be afraid that Ty Lue would give LeBron control. They don't want Ty Lue.
This is going to be a great power struggle between like what the Lakers do. Do they hire somebody that LeBron wants that's going to let LeBron do whatever he wants, or are the Lakers going to take back their franchise? I do think, look, Kevin Durant is a snake. He's a jerk. He's soft. He's all that. I do think Kevin Durant's right that a lot of superstars aren't going to want to play with LeBron and be in his shadow and deal with his circus. I do kind of think that they're right about that.
The Nuggets pulled off a big win over the Spurs last night.
So the least you can do is not hire a coach that's in LeBron's back pocket, right? At least give a neutral coach a chance. That way, maybe a superstar, maybe the young players come in and they feel like it's even. That it's not just someone that's going to cater to all of LeBron's moves.
Maybe that's the strategy. I love the Raptors logo.
It's a good looking logo.
Just the Raptor claws over the basketball.
Yeah, that's really good.
Cool. That may be my favorite logo. Big win for the Raptors.
Yeah, they looked really good. We'll talk NBA playoffs next. We got NBA playoffs and overrated, underrated in this hour. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, the Denver Nuggets, even their series. I was actually surprised about what happened in Portland last night. We talked about teams with a lot of pressure on them, right? I think that the 76ers have a lot of pressure, and I think in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder under a lot of pressure. And last night, they got absolutely mollywopped by the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lillard looked like the second best point guard in the league last night. He has through two games. That matchup between him and Russell Westbrook seems personal. They've been getting chippy all season. Coming out of the regular season, the Thunder were 4-0. In the playoffs, though, so far, the Thunder are 0-2. You said you watched a good portion of this game?
Yes. I did.
Are you rattled right now?
Yes, I am. Very much so.
You need some big women or bacon?
Both would be good. I've already had bacon today.
Need a big woman now? A
couple of big white girls would be all right, though.
Okay. Ladies, if you're out there.
Oh, they're out there.
And you're listening.
They're listening. Those big white girls are always listening.
Say something sweet to them.
I'd like to bake biscuits with you, Beth. You and me, tonight, my place. That's what it's called when two big people make love, baking biscuits. You just got all that dough under the covers. Just baking biscuits under there. That heat starts to rise. Now, if you get two big girls, imagine me with two big girls. It's like baking a whole loaf of bread at that point. I never have been with two big girls at the same time. Definitely on the bucket list.
I mean, Damian Lillard was dropping threes last night. the Trailblazers blew them out. They outscored them 60-40 in the second half. They went in tied 54-54, and it looked like – I thought the Thunder were going to even this series. I was pretty confident that the Thunder were going to win this series, but they're doing something weird that I think is just really bad matchup, and then I realized, oh, wait, yeah, Billy Donovan's their coach. Billy Donovan's their coach. This probably isn't going to go well. I hate what they're doing with Steven Adams, where they are trying to – every now and then in basketball especially, sometimes it happens in football, but this is mostly a basketball thing, where you have just such a good matchup on the other end that you do it too many times. And you make it such a focal point that it actually hurts you and takes you out of your rhythm offensively. Like, I think it happens in football. Like, I'm trying to think about how it would happen at Tennessee, but I know in, like, the NFL, I sometimes feel like it happens with the Carolina Panthers. Christian McCaffrey is so good out of the backfield that they just dump it down to him 15 times. And it feels like it hurts the rest of their offense. That's kind of what the Thunder are doing with Steven Adams. Like, hey, Enes Kanter can't play defense. Let's give it to Steven Adams. And Steven Adams shoots 8 times, and he's getting the ball, and you're just like, I don't really want him to run. I don't really want to run my offense through him.
How is Enes Kanter still playing? Isn't he wanted for murder somewhere?
He's not wanted for murder. He's wanted for, like, treason. For, like, a terror crime in Turkey. He can't go back to Turkey.
But those laws don't apply here.
The Turkish dictator thinks that he is a traitor, and they want to get him, but he's like, hey, I'm just not going back to Turkey. And the U.S. is like, yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so as long as the U.S. supports him, I mean, he's pretty much protected.
He hasn't really done anything bad. Like, he's not a murderer. They just think that he has been he's against the dictator over there.
I'm sure he is. That's probably why he's in America.
Right. He has spoken out against the leadership over there. And
yeah, I'd still be scared if I was him.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, he didn't go I want to say the Trailblazers – actually, I believe it was when he was still with the Knicks. The Knicks played overseas. They went to Europe and played, and he didn't go.
I mean, if you're him, you kind of got to always be watching your back, I think, even in America, don't you think? I mean, the Turkish could send over some turkeys to kill him, to whack him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be scared if I was him.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Just have to live with the fear of death every day.
Probably better than just being over there in trouble, though. Like, you take your chances over here than rather.
Yeah,
than
you'd
just,
rather. Yeah, sure. Sure. Of course, you'd rather be here, but I don't know. Playing on a big stage every night would be have a lot of pressure.
There's been a lot of fallout in Portland. Like, Portland could have, maybe Portland should have been in more pressure than they actually have been, because we came into game one with Portland having lost 10 straight playoff games. 10 straight. They had been swept 2 years in a row, and they had lost their last two games of a playoff series the year prior to that. A lot of questions about whether or not Lillard and McCollum could win in the playoffs. They lost their third best player, Yusuf Nurkic. We talk about him every now and then. He broke his ankle, dislocated his ankle. He's been out. That's why Cantor's been starting. And it looks like, now Portland has an excuse. They have an excuse not to win this series. But no, so far they've come out and they've won game one. They led pretty much that entire game. And then game two, they came out and just, blew out Oklahoma City in the second round. And Lillard and McCollum have been awesome. Last night, 7 of 15 from 3. Combined for 62 points. They're two superstars, or they're two stars, I guess I should say. I think Dame Lillard's a borderline superstar. And I think CJ McCollum is a really good player. Their two stars have been good. For the Thunder last night, Paul George was actually hitting shots again. To the point where he was doing something. Cody, we've been talking a lot about Paul George's injured shoulder. And Paul George is hitting jumpers, and all of a sudden he's flexing a little bit, rubbing his shoulders like, yeah, it's good now. It's good now. And he still only scored 27 points. Which maybe if you're, flexing your shoulder and acting like you're healthy, you should probably maybe play better in the second half. But whatever. It was Russell Westbrook last night who couldn't do anything against Lillard. 5 of 20 from the field. Only 14 points. The Thunder as a team, they keep thinking they can shoot threes, but they can't. And maybe that maybe that just comes straight down from leadership of Russell Westbrook, who wants to shoot threes, even though he shoots like 28% from three this year. But you keep pulling. You keep shooting. And last night, the Thunder went 5 of 28, and they got blown out because of it. Now, all of a sudden, that seat starts getting hotter on Billy Donovan, and Oklahoma City has to look around and say, man, this we pay a lot of money for this team. A lot of it.
Too much.
Too much, many would say. Many would say they pay way too much money for the type of team they have for what they get back, and they're staring down the barrel again, Cody, of losing in the first round for the second year in a row. Like right now, they pay $145 million in salary. They are well over the cap. They're well over the luxury tax. And they got three high-paid players, and they're looking again, like we said, at losing in the first round again. And Billy Donovan's looking around. He's like, wait a second. Wait a second. This isn't good. I'm going to get fired. This can't be good. The Thunder are basically right on par with the Golden State Warriors and how much money they spend. The total team salary for Golden State is $145.3 million. For the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's $142.8 million. So they're within $2 million of the Warriors.
But they'd like to trade rosters.
Yeah.
For the same amount of money.
Well, I mean, the Warriors look around, they're like, hey, we can spend this money because we get rings. Like, it's cool. Our owners are cool with spending all this money because we're winning big. The Thunder are looking around like, hey, we got crushed for not spending money to keep James Harden. Now we're trying to spend money.
Now they're spending too much on a roster that's not good enough.
And now we're spending all this money and paying all this money in luxury tax to lose in the first round again? That's a really important series going back to Oklahoma City because I don't know what you do if you're Oklahoma City and you lose in this first round. I don't know what changes you make. I wouldn't think you split up Westbrook and Paul George. But maybe you do. Maybe you have to make a move. Maybe you have to make a change. Maybe you look around and you say, this isn't good. Maybe you trade Westbrook. Maybe you get Westbrook out of here. Go ahead.
Joe Oliva is stepping down as the LSU athletic director, according to go247sports.com, which is LSU's 247 site. Joe Oliva, out at LSU. Expected to step down perhaps as early as today from the position he has held at the university for more than a decade, a high-ranking source within LSU system told the Daily Report, whatever that is. Details remain murky. Deal is in the works to replace him.
Does that mean that Will Wade won?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I would imagine Joe Oliva was the guy who told Will Wade he couldn't come back.
It kind of feels to me like Will Wade will be out too. If he loses the AD who brought him in. Because LSU says they're moving toward, quote, a nationally recognized leader in university athletics. Whatever that means. Some big time AD, I guess, is what they're looking for. I feel like the job security for Will Wade has got to be less now if they're bringing in a new AD.
Okay, so you look at it as less. I look at it as people looking around and Joe Oliva losing a lot of support because they ruined a chance to make a deep run in the SEC and NCAA tournament, but they fired their coach, or they suspended their coach and then brought him back. Because they reinstated him, 2 days ago? They said, hey, Will Wade, you can come back now.
I guess it depends on what are they ever going to find anything there? I mean, isn't there some wiretap out there?
I mean, but I don't think there was as much on the wiretap as they thought because, I mean, Will Wade's back. You don't reinstate him if you haven't cleared him.
I mean, I feel like a wiretap is a wiretap. It's got to be something significant, doesn't it?
Depends on what you can prove on the wiretap. If you got me on a wiretap saying, hey, go pick up that package, And you try to tell me I'm talking about a drug package. I'm like, no, I'm talking about a UPS package, and you can't prove it. What does that wiretap do?
It's not worth anything.
Like if they have Will Wade on a you know a phone tap saying, hey, yeah, we got to make sure he gets what he needs. And Will Wade's like, yeah, I just mean you know the proper.
He needed to get his ankles taped up.
The proper academic counseling here at LSU. Again, we can say, hey, no, you actually meant this, but I don't know if that's enough to get someone gone.
Yeah, I mean, if they can't prove it, I mean, hey, maybe they get to keep him around. Although, regardless, I do think a new AD, being the guy that didn't hire him, is going to
more likely
change the relationship.
Okay, yeah, maybe more likely to fire him. We'll see who they hire. I looked at it as a win for Will Wade. Like, hey, you suspended me. You didn't bring me back. Now you lose your job. And, I mean, let's face it, Joe Oliva hasn't done a very good job between the whole LSU-Florida thing. I feel like didn't Joe Oliva kind of get pushed around the Florida thing for a while?
Mm-hmm. From what I remember.
Nah, I think it ended up getting maybe in LSU's favor a little bit where they got the trip to LSU, but then they lost two home games. So I don't know.
Would you trade our coaches right now, today, for LSU's?
No. I want no part of Ed O as a head coach.
That would get annoying once he starts losing.
No.
He's been pretty good down there.
I still want no part of him.
They got a lot of resources, though.
I think he is the only place that he could succeed as a head coach.
Probably the only school.
I think that is it. He could not win anywhere else.
Maybe Tulane.
Sure.
It's got to be somewhere in Louisiana.
I mean, he might win, for Tulane standards.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, you got your overrated, underrated topics. Thumbs up from Ben. All right, we'll play that next. Stick with us. Let's talk sports. It's Fan Run Radio.
Very overrated.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag. Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right.
Boo,
DQ'd. No breath in between.
I coughed. I'm sorry. I got caught right there.
Not your best performance.
That was bad.
Thumbs down from Ben Lee.
Maybe next week.
I feel like I need to start it over.
Nope. Yeah, okay, try it again. Try it one more time.
Overrated. Very overrated.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag. Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
Are you guys ready for overrated, underrated?
That was impressive seeing how you had just done it right before. I guess that intro really helps you catch your breath.
A little bit. First off,
the breathing.
Bone-in wings.
I got to go with bone-in wings are overrated just because everyone acts like they're so much superior to boneless wings. I love bone-in wings. I love them. They're good. It's chicken. They're still chicken. Like, it's still... I just feel like I don't get why we pump the bone-in wings so much higher than the boneless wings. I guess that's my problem. So I got to go a little bit overrated. No fault of yourself, bone-in wings. It's no fault of your own. It's the way society has judged you.
It's because, as many people would point out to you, boneless wings are simply what? Nuggets. They're just nuggets. Bone-in wings are underrated. Underrated. It's the best part of the chicken. It's the most tender. You get those little bones close to the bone, and you can roll them. You fry them up and roll them in all these different sauces. You got so many sauces you can pick from with wings. Or you can just have smoked wings. Good dry rub wing, good smoked dry rub wing. Fantastic. It's the best part of the chicken. No matter how good they are, they're still underrated because there's so many different options when it comes to wings. And I'm interested to know your opinion.
It's just too messy, man. Too messy.
That's part of it. You got to dedicate the afternoon to it.
I know. I get really messy.
Yeah. Everybody does.
I get really self-conscious when I eat them. I can't eat them in public. I can't eat them in public.
It's like eating ribs. You got to dedicate some resources, but wear a bib.
I can't eat them in public.
Have some wet naps.
And for that reason, I got to go overrated.
Why can't you eat them in public?
They're too messy. I get them all over my face.
Everybody does.
No, all over my face. My cheeks.
Like forehead?
My neck. Sometimes it gets on my forehead.
I mean, what do you
once you start eating wings, you start eating wings, you can't really drink. You can't really get a drink. You have to pick
you
it up with
your palms.
Your palms, and you look like an idiot, then I'll probably spill it.
Or you get a big cup, keep it right beside you, and just lean down in the straw.
The whole going down motion to get something in your mouth and, that's just,
you don't like the imagery of it?
Nah, not really in on that. Not really in on that. You can't pick up your phone once you start eating wings. I just got to say.
Like, does that really matter?
Yeah, because I don't want to sit.
Oh, my God. You can't put your phone down long enough to eat some wings?
Well, I'm just saying if I have a plate of 12 or 18 wings and I want to eat them, I don't want to have to eat all 18 continuously. I'd like to sit there and be able to stop. But once I start eating the wings, I got to keep eating them. I got to keep eating them. And then, like I said.
Well, that's why you just order like six or eight at a time. Or 10,
six.
Whatever order. Get a medium order. And then if you want more later, go wash your
hands. What happens if you get a really important phone call?
You take the edge of your pinky knuckle, and you that's what you do. Take the pinky knuckle.
Pinky knuckle, yeah, you slide with the pinky knuckle.
Click the green button or whatever, put it on speaker.
Then what? To put it on speaker. So you're sitting in the middle of the restaurant on speakerphone, you're that guy all of a sudden?
With the pinky knuckle.
You're that guy all of a sudden yelling on speakerphone in the restaurant?
Who has ever?
What happens if you get a really important phone call?
Important call while eating wings?
What happens if you need to reply to a text?
Nobody has ever gotten an important call while eating wings.
Just got to go overrated for those reasons. It's an inconvenience.
They're so good, though.
They are good.
Are you a drumstick guy or the other ones?
I'm flats. I'm a flats guy.
I'm a flats guy, too. Have you perfected the art of – I put the whole thing – I hold the end of one end, put the whole thing in my mouth, and just bite down with my teeth to where my teeth are touching the bone, and just suck it right off. Both bones just
I won't say I pull
the meat off like a pterodactyl.
I won't say I've perfected it, but I've gotten pretty good at it. I can't say I perfected it because I end up with the sauce all over my face.
I've gotten pretty good at it, but I've eaten a lot of wings in my life.
Someone should just take all the wings and take all the meat off for you and then just serve that to you in the plate.
No. That's part of eating the wings. You got to – come on. Sucking off the bone is one of the best parts of eating the wing.
I won't know part of sucking it off.
Especially the bigger bone on the flat and sucking the meat off that bone.
Just give me the nuggets.
It's good.
Give me the boneless.
They're not even wings. I hate boneless wing people. I mean, I don't hate you, but I hate in general.
Dorego says it's been a long time dream of his to open a wing joint called All Flats. I would go there.
Nah, that would be awesome. I mean,
no bones. Get the drumsticks out of here.
Everybody
loves All Flats.
You got to love drumsticks, though. Like, nobody's anti-drumstick. Like, I prefer flats, but nobody's anti-drumstick.
I mean, I'm not kicking the drumsticks out of bed.
Although, sometimes if you get the drumsticks they are kind of...
They're tough to maneuver around.
I mean... You got to go flats.
Now, if it's a huge fat drumstick.
Now, those are good. Yeah.
I like those. But
big, big fat.
That'd be
ones.
A really big fat.
That's
got to
be a steroid injected chicken.
Yeah.
And that's probably not as good for you.
I mean, that was just one topic. Hurry up, Ben. We got to get to more.
New shoes.
New shoes are underrated. It's a great feeling to buy a new pair of shoes. You get a new pair of shoes, you look good, you look clean, they're clean. They don't stink yet. Life's good. Who the hell's going against new shoes? I mean, I guess if you've got new like high heels or something, they're tough to break in. New work boots or something, you got to break them in a little bit. But still, overall, buying a new pair of shoes and having them show up is one of the best feelings in life. Underrated.
Got to go overrated. And I just bought a new pair of shoes maybe 3 weeks ago, and I've already gotten them kind of dirty.
Yeah, but you look great in them.
Yeah, and I love them. And the first week you wear them, they are great. And they're still great. I love them.
Okay.
I love my shoes.
I'm dying to see where they're underrated. Overrated, excuse me.
Well, it's overrated because eventually they're not new anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
That's like saying.
Look at these shoes.
That's like saying puppies are overrated because eventually they become dogs.
Agreed.
doesn't mean that puppies are overrated.
I think once the puppy becomes a dog, then you just got to get a new puppy. And you end up with so many damn dogs because you're trying to keep the puppy population going.
This is probably how cat women become cat women. They just love the kittens.
Right. And so then they all become cats, and you can't just discard them, you know.
I mean, you can, but that'd be mean.
Yeah. Cool. And nobody likes killing dogs. Now with cats it's a little more feasible, but I don't know, when the shoes are not new anymore, I wait a long time to get shoes. So I got, the only reason I'm saying overrated is because I don't look at buying new shoes, I think, like most people do. Sometimes I wear mine for like 2 years. Like, I'm like a one pair of shoe kind of guy, and they're just not as important to me.
Content leaks.
Did you say content leaks?
Yeah, like Game of Thrones leak.
Overrated.
Someone is trying really hard to call the show right now.
It's Roger. Overrated. I like to be surprised. I don't need to be first. The content leak doesn't ruin it for me, though. Like, if I know what happens, I don't, like, all of a sudden not watch. But I would rather be surprised. For movies or something, I like to be surprised. I really like to try to guess it to see if I can get it right. That's what I really like doing in movies, is sitting there trying to figure out where the plot's going. Maybe it's a problem of mine. Maybe it's a sickness. But that's all I'm thinking about the first 45 minutes of the movie, is how's this going to end. The leak would take away from that a little bit. So I got to go with content leaks being very overrated.
I got to agree. Overrated. And unless we're all getting it at the same time, it's not fair for one person to have it and the other person not to have seen it, because then people can just ruin it for you. So unless we're all able to get it at the same time, of course it's overrated. Of course it is. The fact that there are people out there that can know spoilers, it's not fair, because they can ruin it for you, and then you have to live in fear. And like you, I love surprise. Surprise is the best part of watching things. It's the best part of waking up. Surprise. Maybe that was Folger.
Charles?
It's one of the others. Who?
Ice cream cones. Oh.
Yeah. Ice cream cones are very, very, very strongly underrated. I love eating ice cream cones. If you're going to put it in a bowl, just save it. I don't need it. Give me the cone. Nothing better than when the ice cream gets down into the cone, and then you start biting the cone, and it's just full of ice cream. You're getting cone mixed with ice cream. That's the best. Then if you're in the standard, like the sugar cone, you get down to the bottom of it when you got that ice cream all at the bottom of it, and you just pop it in your mouth. Great filling. Love it. The waffle cones, same thing. You get down there, nice warm waffle cone. Perfection. If you're going to give me ice cream in a cup, keep it. Don't want it. Want no part of it. Cone or death.
So wings are too messy for you, but you're going to stand for ice cream cones?
Yeah.
I get ice cream cones all over my face.
You don't lick it fast enough.
In my hair.
You don't lick it fast enough.
So you don't like the idea of sucking something off a bone.
Licking's different.
But you love licking and twirling all around it.
Licking is very different.
It's kind of a similar thing.
Don't like having to suck it.
You just like your tongue all around it. Just licking all around.
It's really, really
just
gross.
Just rolling it around your
mouth. I do not walk around eating ice cream with my... No, that is not how I eat ice cream.
Just rolling it around your mouth.
I don't know if this is weird or not, but when I eat ice cream, usually I do a lot of biting first.
Oh, do you?
I bite the top of most of it.
That's too cold on the teeth.
It is, but I don't want to get messy. I want to be able to lick at my own pace and really savor those licks. So at the very beginning, I'm nibbling. Just...
That hurts. That hurts
me to think
about that. I chew
most of that gone, and then at that point, I'm like, okay, now I got plenty of time to lick and not get messy, so then I just take long, long lick strokes.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting in a circle, so, and then I start biting again. Right when it gets to the cone, start biting again.
Nobody likes a biter. Nobody likes a biter.
I don't really – when I get to the cone part, I don't bite like that. It's just a –
My teeth are too sensitive. Does that not hurt your teeth to bite in the ice cream?
Maybe me drinking all of my sodas at room temperature have killed the nerves of my teeth. I can eat the ice cream.
I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do that. I got to go overrated. Just put it in a cup. The ice cream's the good part. The cone is so overrated. What even is a cone? Does anybody know what an ice cream cone is? Is that bread? What is that? What is a cone? Is that just sugar bread? Can you tell me what a cone is?
I cannot, actually.
What is that made of? Nobody knows what an ice cream cone is made of. It's got to be carbs, but I don't know what kind of...
Well, I mean, I feel like if you're eating ice cream, you kind of threw the carb count out the window.
Is that like sugar cardboard?
I don't know. Move on. You've made your point.
It's overrated. It's tasteless. Without the ice cream, it's... Imagine just going around eating cones.
That would be weird.
It would be very weird. But ice cream is what makes it good.
But with the ice cream, it's great.
Yeah, it's like saying,
I mean, can't you say the same thing about whipped cream? Isn't whipped cream tasteless?
Just put it in a cup.
Whipped cream's tasteless, right?
No, whipped cream's great. I could squirt that stuff down my throat all day.
Okay. I don't like whipped cream.
You can squirt that down
with or without ice cream. I'd say leave that alone.
And another thing about the cone, if you get it from a place, it's got that, everybody wants to put their paper around it, you know, put their own logo on it.
I quickly take that off.
So yeah, but then you got that glue, that paper glue piece, and you got to, do you eat that?
No.
You know what I'm
talking about. And the high-end places downtown, they don't put the wrap around their cone.
The high-end places? I mean, I don't think I've ever been to had a high-end ice cream cone.
I don't even really mean that high-end, but they don't put the little wrap around it. They're making their cones fresh. Man, I can't wait.
It's just sugar cardboard.
Yummy. You got one more? That's it? Four? No sports?
I guess we don't do five.
I mean, I had Peeps, but I know you didn't want
those. No, everyone hates Peeps. No one's saying Peeps.
Oh, underrated. Yeah, Peeps
wait,
are good.
What?
Peeps are good. Yeah.
Peeps are disgusting.
No, they're not. That's like the whole Nickelback take.
No.
Everybody just says, somebody on the internet said it, so now everybody's like, oh, they're no good.
No, yeah. Peeps are bad.
No.
Yeah, Peeps are great.
My 9-year-old mouth said it whenever I would get those for Easter, and I would eat them and be like, this is disgusting.
Oh, they're awesome.
Before the age of the internet. Before I figured out what a take and a bandwagon take was, my mouth wrapped around a Peep and said, no good.
No.
No good.
The internet just told you they're no good. They're good. We don't have to listen to everything the internet tells us. It's just like Nickelback. Same exact thing. You ever had a Peep with the make a Peep s'more? A s'more Peep? With the Hershey's and graham cracker and like a Peep? It's good.
I mean, is it good if you have to add other things to it?
No, it's good by itself.
Peeps
are gross. I'll bring in a whole carton and eat them.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
During the show.
I'll get you one. You don't have to get it. I'll go get it for you.
Go get it. I'll eat
them. I'm
going to
get as many Peeps as I can. You're going to eat all of them.
I'll eat them all throughout the show. You better bring a lot. I'll eat them. I'll eat every single one of them.
You think you're bluffing me?
How many Peeps can you bring? How many Peeps can you fit on this table?
I can bring more than you can eat.
I don't think you can.
Last call on the other side. Call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick up a bottle. Cody McClure.
First.
Proceed.
Local radio host catches a big fish.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
It was Houston.
Respect the game.
A man has nightmare scenario in the handicap stall.
Is there a reason that he has to feel like he has to post every fish he catches? Like, is there a subculture of fishermen who have to just brag on the internet?
I mean, I'm...
Like, I love Houston.
I'm not about to take a shot at Houston for that.
I'm not going to take... it's not a shot. I'm just asking, like...
If you went out and accomplished something like that, wouldn't you post it?
Maybe. Maybe once, but if I accomplish it over, he catches fish all the time.
That's like the fisherman thing. You got to put a picture up of the fish.
I doubt he posts every fish. He catches
every good one he catches. He posts.
You got to post the good ones.
Do you?
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the rule.
Yeah, it's in the fisherman's guide.
And Houston doesn't have a desk to like put, you know, like an actual printed out picture of himself holding the big fish on. You know,
I'm just curious. At what point do we say, okay, Houston, we get it. You can fish.
Trust me, man. I know like I two or three of those guys. They always post their fish.
Now you're saying those guys like they're a certain type of guy. You guys are taking shots here. I'm in full support. I like looking at Houston's fish.
I'm just wondering, like maybe I'm
wrong.
It's
a culture.
Maybe it's the culture. Okay,
it is a certain.
They need to have their own little fishing websites. What they need. I'm tired of seeing Houston hold up his damn
do.
Fish. They need to stay on it.
BassPro.com.
They need to stay on it. We get it, Houston. You can fish.
You know what? I'm going to like the tweet right now.
I just quote tweeted and said, we get it. You can fish.
Oh, wow.
Oh, taking a shot, huh? So anyway, guy, nightmare scenario in the handicap stall.
Pump your brakes, kid.
An able-bodied man was,
he got caught.
Apparently, there was a line of wheelchairs trying to get into the stall.
What happened to him?
Did he just have an
incident where he got stuck in the bathroom for a while?
Yeah, I guess he was, he was doing his business and
stomach wouldn't cooperate.
Yeah, he's doing his business, and it just so happened he posted a video underneath the stall of there's two different, or maybe more than two. I haven't watched the video, but it looks like there's multiple wheelchairs, literally a line of wheelchairs waiting to get into the stall to use it because it's a handicap stall. And it's like the most unlucky thing that can happen.
Were all the other stalls full?
Well, I don't know. But
if all the stalls are full, he can use the handicap bathroom, right or no? Because if I have to go to the bathroom and the other stalls are full, but the handicap one's open, I'm using the handicap one. Just as I would expect,
I'd use it every time. I seek it out. I'm like, Ben, I always use the handicap. You got more room in there. Now, if I saw a wheelchair waiting to get in, I would, try to finish up quickly and let it in. Or let him in.
So you seek it out.
Yeah. There's more space. But should, and I don't mean to offend anyone, but just the fact that someone's in a wheelchair, should they not have to wait just like everyone else? Because a lot of times I go to the bathroom and have to wait to get in. Or do we just say that because you should get in automatically?
I feel like it's harder to get out of the seat onto the toilet.
Of course it is.
You need the extra room.
Of course it is.
So I think they should get designated area.
Wouldn't you hate to be stuck in a bathroom with Bran? He's watching you the whole time. He's just peeking through the crack at you. Do you have any stories?
I had some really good ones. I should have went first. But it's okay.